Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast. You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships. Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it. Welcome to our April Book Club episode. We have chosen The Middle Finger Project, Trash Your Imposter Syndrome and Live the Unfuckwithable Life You Deserve by Ash Amberger.
Yeah, so I thought this book was interesting and that let's talk about how we pick the books. This month was really about personal growth, leaning into your own journeys of self-discovery, really
mindset, awakening, battling imposter syndrome, really getting yourself set, like you said, either refreshing your journey or preparing to go on a journey.
And we spend a lot of time figuring out what is the right book for that. And we go back and forth and it is a lot of debate on various topics. And this book really felt like it fit in, especially with the imposter syndrome part, but really about owning who you are and leaning into who you are. And so I definitely think the book hit on that, but
I loved it.
The hard part with these books is that you really never know like what's in it. What is it really going to be about and how, what you take, everyone takes something away from each book. So this one was interesting to me because it surprised me, honestly. Like the first part, I was like, not interested in a little bit. And then you start to get to know Ash and her story, which was super interesting.
Yeah. I think it's like a memoir slash motivational book to get you, to inspire you to live the life that you want and deserve. And I thought, especially at the end, her messaging about, like, she gave like a pep talk at the very end. Like, you are worthy, you deserve, you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're smart, you're intelligent. There's no reason why you shouldn't be living a life that you love and own.
Yes. And I agree. She had some really great quotes in the book, especially toward the end. I love the one where she said, being great requires you to tell the world who you are, which was really cool. Where it's, and this was about her partner.
You're afraid you're bragging or.
Yes. Yeah. And it never comes across what we might think as being like braggadocious, where really others don't interpret it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I loved.
Basically, Ash Amberger, to give you a structure of it, the memoir is that she lost her father young. She lost her mother young. She grew up very poor. She thought the way out of poverty was to get straight A's, be a good girl, do all the right things, get a job, get a house with carpet, and live the life.
And have live, love, laugh signs in your house.
Just like we talk about all the time, right? There is no there, right? And so then you get there and you're like, where's the joy? Where's the fulfillment? She's got all these credit cards maxed out because she's trying to live this life because she thought that's what was going to bring her happiness. And so then it was like her untaming and unraveling what that would really look like. And then really betting on herself, starting a business. So the Middle Finger Project is, what would you say, like a creative business that
she worked in corporate America.
She's like a copywriter.
Yes.
Now, like how would you describe the Middle Finger Project, that her business, which is, she's an author, writer, creative entrepreneur, and helps write copy.
Yeah. So she started a blog as well. And then, she became her own business owner in content writing and then packages and sells how to do that, how others can do that for themselves.
Yeah.
Which is really, I think, what completely launched her.
Yeah. I love that she talked about it at first. I know I've already talked about this in other episodes, but this just really blew my mind. Was when she was working and thought, wow, I should really just be grateful that these people gave me a job. And she said, sometimes gratitude holds us hostage in our current roles versus feeling gratified. And so I just love that so much. So we talk about that again, thinking about having Shannon Russell on the podcast from Second Act Success, of just being in a spot in your life where you've done the job, you got the career, but you're just working for somebody else and you're making money for somebody else and you're not happy with what you're doing.
Yeah, it's about reclaiming your autonomy. And yeah. She emphasizes the importance of taking control of your life and making decisions that align with your own desires rather than what is traditionally expected. And I think that you go to college, you get a job, you work for the man and or the woman. But really, it was about empowering women who spend years.
This
years...
was a feminist writing for sure, yeah. Talking about the patriarchy.
Yes, she definitely was the patriarchy. Not exactly. Yeah, she definitely
Which
wasn't.
I thought you loved. I thought you would love because she talked about working for
I love
white
being
men.
Controlled by the man, Jess. What are you talking about?
No, because you talked before. I thought that you had similar experiences too about men telling you what you can and can't do. And oh, silly little girl, you think I loved. The two stories I liked was when, because she grew up in a really small town in Pennsylvania and grew up really tough, she was in sales for a while, selling ads in this magazine, and the head regional director came with her on her pitch, and she talked to everybody, and they were like, we're just trying to think whether we want to sign this contract. And she gets back in the car, and the guy was like, you know what your problem is? You're too nice, and you're going to have to figure out blah, blah, blah. And while she's talking, her phone rings, and they call, and they say, hey, we don't want to wait. We actually want to double the length of the contract, right? And so, but he said, you're too much, right? You need to not be so big, and you need to be less... You need to be smaller and not so much of yourself in these meetings. And it was like, bam, she was actually killing it.
And to that point, like she developed her own personal brand. She advocates for that, the power of personal branding as a tool to stand out and to assert your value. And that was very validating for her, right? That what she did was the right thing to do. And for women who are looking to either re-enter the workforce or even to pivot to different roles in industries. And this kind of dovetails so great. I think this book, what's cool is this book is a perfect fit between us coming out of March. If you haven't listened to any of our March episodes where we really talked about career, investing in yourself. We had Shannon Russell on from Second Act Success, who is really about second careers. And this book is about pivoting for that. But it's also, as we move into May, we're going to talk about leaning into passions and creativity. And so this book also talked about that. And I think when we talk about, especially if it's women who are thinking about reentering the workforce, is really thinking about doing what you're passionate about and doing what you love. And that's what she did. That's how she ended up becoming really successful.
And when she first started, so you're right, she started a blog for a while. And then she ended up realizing she had created... a list of 2,500 newsletter subscribers, right? So she had access to these people who knew her well from her blog. But she said, which I just loved, we talked about imposter syndrome this month, right?
Yeah.
She said, address your work as if you are already the expert, as if you are the world's expert in that area.
Yes.
And I really like that. So instead of saying, oh, what would Jessica do? If I am an expert on trauma, what would the expert on trauma do? And so just addressing it like that, which I totally loved, in that vein of giving yourself permission to live life on your terms. And I thought some of what she talked about a lot was like Cafe at the Edge of the World, our book club from last year. Because she said you're working in a job that's sucking the life out of you because you have to pay the bills for things you don't need.
I like that.
So she's just... Yeah. You're getting all this shit and then now you're tied to this job because she got in a lot of debt.
She also talked about, because she started dating a guy who was really simple, right? And she had worked to have this kind of like bougie life. And then she dates this guy who didn't really work out.
He had
he ended up being a con artist. So yeah, there's all that. But let's pretend that he wasn't not who he was, but he came across... that he was a simple guy and he wanted a simple life. And she was like, wow, that was really appealing to her because she spent all this time with all this stuff. And she was like, you actually don't need that. I don't need to have a high paying job and spend all this money. I could have just a simple job and not spend any money. And so it was interesting.
And she talked a lot about women's relationship with money and how we have a hard time identifying what we're worth. And so she first started offering too little money for what she was doing, was making a ton of money when she started her own business, but got totally burnt out. So she went to this retreat in Vermont And I like what she said about mothering yourself, which I've heard before. I know yes. I've talked about, because there's a shirt that says, go mom yourself. Have you seen that? I love it. Anyways. And so she said, mother yourself. What do you need to take care of yourself? You're allowed to change the rules. Just because you said something once doesn't mean you can't stop. You don't have to have remorse or excuses. It's if it's not working, stop. So just really giving you permission, like what she was doing wasn't working. If what we're doing isn't working, fine. We can change things. Let's say you said something last week and you realize that's not what you mean. You can change it. Who cares? Move on.
Yeah. She said, sometimes the most profitable thing you can do is say no.
Yeah.
And so yeah. really about turning power and financial wisdom and turning down opportunities that don't align yeah. with what you want, what your personal goals are. She had a lot of, I just tried to grab out some really great quotes. You don't need more money. You need more guts, about like just being bold.
Yeah. It's not over... okay if you do not admire yourself.
Yes. A lot of it was about stop waiting for something to happen to you. Take control of it. Lean into what you feel drawn to. Do things that make you proud. I think I look at a lot of some of her success and think about even just what we're doing with Chasing Brighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to lean into the things we love, we're passionate about, we care about, and continue to go forward and not take no for an answer, really following your gut.
A lot of the stuff she talks about inspires me for my practice and for Chasing Brighter. Just so many ways, things that you can do, so many ways to be creative, create more content, do different things. And she says at the end of the book, I hope that you leave this book dissatisfied. I love it. I think she's a little bit like pushing the boundaries. Like she personally doesn't want to be married, or like she just travels the world. She works remotely yeah. and lives
breaking
all over.
Breaking from conformity.
And so yeah, you yeah. don't have to like, you know, get a job, get married, have kids, buy a house, the end. Like she wants to offer an alternative, all that stuff, which is inspiring, which is still, even though like I live a traditional, what might appear to be a traditional life or whatever, but I'm inspired. Like, you know how we talked and joked about me with van life. I can work remotely. My husband cannot work remotely, but I would love to go do what she's doing. That sounds amazing to me.
I thought about that for you as well, about what she was doing and how interesting it would be. I actually, obviously for myself too, but it's cool. So she has a partner, but they don't necessarily live together year round. They live wherever they want to live.
They travel during the seasons, but he's got to go back to manage his business more occasionally than she does. And so he might have to go back to Costa Rica for a little while, and that's okay. They don't have to like, but they don't, she doesn't have a home necessarily. Like she's a nomad. She's a digital yeah. nomad.
Yes. So it's breaking from conformity. She talked about, obviously she did a lot about trusting her instincts, taking risks. And the most important thing I think she talked about, which I really want all of our Chasing Brighter listeners, including ourselves, to do, is continually investing in yourself. I yeah. love that part, which is
yeah.
continuous personal and professional development, and really like investing in skills and knowledge to make you independent, to make you
yeah.
getting you to where you want to be.
Like she says, do the crazy thing. And I think for a while we had thought, oh, don't have a small business, right? Because mom and pop shops all folded because of giant department stores and things like that. But she's like, but now, right? There's the internet, there's a global economy, there's accessibility. Like she was really saying, work for yourself is the best thing you can do. It gives you freedom, the ability to adjust your income as you see fit. There is something to say, I'm going through, I've talked about this on and off, about minimalism. And there is something to say, like when you read that, do you think about retirement and not having a home? Like that couple that got back-to-back cruises. Or do you ever think about that? Like, why do we need a home base? Do I need to have a home? Do I need to store my shit? Or can you be a nomad?
It's not in my wiring right now. I'll have to sit with that for a while. Jess, yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Very interesting.
No, I think, like, oh, I want to have a house for Thanksgiving. Okay, run an Airbnb
yeah.
for a week and have everybody come.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. I think she addresses a lot of our programming. And it's just interesting to think, wow, because I was not one. I did not need to be married and have kids. That was, even though I did get married very young and that was my journey, that was not what I was thinking. I thought I would just travel around the world and do whatever until my 30s.
My plan was go to Notre Dame, marry a football player, be rich, have kids. And that was as far as I got. And so when I went to Notre Dame, I realized that wasn't going to pan out for me the way I had expected. It wasn't like I was like trying to make that the reality though. I think some people have a vision of what they want and they execute on it. Others like myself, I think I have some ideas, but I also am willing to let life push me around.
But and why choose your life at 18? What the hell do you know at 18?
Yeah.
But it's sent, give Did yourself permission. I changed my mind. Never mind. I thought I was going to do that. I'd do the Peace Corps. I thought I'd do kind of other things. So I don't regret it. I'm just saying
I would love to travel more. I think there's still time for us before we're old hags, just to still squeeze that in.
It makes me think, we've talked about it before, but alternative schooling for Geo. I'm like, dude, should I just like start going remote? Something that she gives me power and that's empowering. And it's not a big deal because I like having an office. Because I like getting, I think it's healthy for me to have an office where I go and see people in person. And I like to see people in person. However, I can put my foot down and just say, this is what I'm doing. I work remote now. This is what's happening. And I don't know, do more traveling. It's just interesting.
Yeah. I think in summary of the book, The Middle Finger Project by Ash Amberger is about empowerment, breaking free from conventional expectations and take bold, independent actions in your life and career. And I think she encourages the readers, particularly women, right, to embrace their strengths, pursue true desires, reject societal norms that don't align with whatever works for you and your ambitions. And I thought the book was really about blending humor with practical advice and her own personal anecdotes, which was inspirational and actionable, really, for all of us who feel maybe confined sometimes by those traditional.
Yeah. And paths. If you feel blah, if you feel at a crossroads, you're not sure what you want to do, I think this book is definitely inspiring and can serve as a catalyst for change.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.